Strongsville teachers got some picketing practice in on Sunday outside of City Hall. Inside, school officials interviewed about 130 replacement teachers, one-third the number who are on strike. The teachers' union and the school board have been negotiating a new contract since June, and it's been a tense 10 days since teachers served notice they would strike. Since then, the board has accused the teachers of unfair labor practices in a complaint filed with the State Employment Relations Board. Teachers picketed board members' homes and say they won't recognize grades given during the strike by substitutes. And the board says students had better show up every day and try their best. Extracurriculars and AP classes are cut for now, and the school board locked teachers out of their online accounts and gradebooks on Friday. Strongsville Education Association President Tracy Linscott says the issues have been brewing since the last round of contract talks in 2011.
The last time we gave some major concessions and the board reneged on a lot of their proposals. You know, they were going to put a levy up, they canceled the levy, they said they didn't need it, things like that. Jobs were going to go, you know, one way or the another. You know, it just, they didn't follow through on their promises.
The board has cited a looming $6 million budget hole as one reason for its, quote, last best offer over the weekend. That proposal includes a freeze on pay increases based on seniority and higher education. The teachers had agreed to a 2-year salary freeze in 2011 and are now asking for their salaries to be restored. The board wants an additional 3-year freeze. The two sides are reportedly close on medical benefits, but not on dental. The teachers also want a 1% pay increase in addition to the reconfiguring of retirement pension calculations offered by the board.
You're not qualified! Go home!
Go home!
None of that matters to newly minted teacher Phil Gasper. He's one of the replacement applicants.
It's very rough. My friend actually just told me about this opening. I came up here. I didn't actually realize it was going to actually be like this, and I'm getting attacked, and verbally at least, and not qualified. I mean, if you have your license, I think that you're qualified. I mean, if your license, the state is now issuing your license, it's the state that you are qualified to teach, and what more qualified can you really be?
Gasper will have a leg up on his fellow replacements, as he's a Strongsville grad. But parents like April Boros still aren't sending their kids to school today.
I have a 11-year-old that has an IEP and he has medical conditions. These people coming in here are not going to know how to deal with his medical condition or his IEP, so he will be staying home.
The choice isn't so clear for sophomore Kathleen Moser. She says her little sister will probably stay home, her parents will probably picket with the teachers, and she'll probably only come in for her first 4 classes. But after school...
Actually, I'm probably going to study for OGTs because I have OGTs next week, so I'll spend my time doing that, and it'll be kind of convenient to not have homework.
On the flip side is lifelong Strongsville resident Jay Phillips.
I care about this place! I care about this place!
With a child in the system, Phillips came out with a megaphone to chastise the teachers until he was hoarse, saying the repeal of Senate Bill 5 in 2011 led to the strike.
I think it would have prevented stuff like this. I think you're going to see this stuff in a lot of the surrounding school districts.
Ohio's Senate Bill 5 would have curtailed the rights of teachers and other public employees to strike. It never took effect, and voters trounced it in November 2011. Other Strongsville parents are like Beth Reich, who says her 2 teenage girls don't know what to make of the situation.
You know, I'm not for one side or the other, but I think the teachers did a really poor job of dragging the students into it and, you know, their kids, and they shouldn't have to have been a part of this. I think it's going to be chaos, so we'll see. We don't really know what to expect.
The chaos outside of City Hall on Sunday eventually died down after Superintendent John Krupinski finished the interviews and was escorted in a van past the crowd of roughly 200 by police. Officers will also be on hand at school buildings throughout the strike, but Union President Linscott says teachers have already gone through a lot of safety training.
We have plans in place that we know what to do when we have a lockdown drill, and it's been pretty extensive training. The police department has been involved so that we knew how to react, and I'm wondering if today, if they are having those same employees or their new employees trained on active shooter and what to do to protect the kids in case there's chaos or lockdown.
The school system is reassuring parents that replacement teachers are subject to the same background checks as substitutes and that school transportation will be unaffected. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.